I would like to begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet today, the Arakwell people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging. Are you ready to win at the game of life? Well, throw out that rule book and get down to the business of being the best and most authentic version of you. Welcome to the Human Design Podcast. We're changing the rules around success, abundance, purpose, love, and life, where we're creating a planet where everyone can thrive in a world that loves and supports each other. I'm your host, Emma Dunwoody, a qualified master coach, human design expert, podcaster, and entrepreneur that is living the life of my dreams, breaking all the rules while doing it, making a huge impact, and living my design and manifesting miracles on the daily. Join me as I break down and simplify everything you need to live in alignment with your human design, teach you how to recondition your unconscious mind for greatness, and to take back your power so you can manifest your heaven on earth and serve the rest of the planet at the same time. It's time to give up the fear and step into your highest potential, to reach for the stars, to know and live your greatness. It's what you deserve, and it's what the planet really needs from you. So buckle up and enjoy the ride. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. In today's episode, I'm going to teach you how to bend time. Sound cool? This is an exercise I just shared with a client, private client of mine, and I thought, as the good little MG that I am, I'm going to respond to that and I'm going to teach all of you guys how to bend time too. So before I get into that though, I want to share with you a new journal exercise that I'm doing, because those of you in HDX, I'm pretty sure that's where I was talking about it, will know that the whole journaling thing, doing the same thing every day, I'm at a point, being a manifesting generator, being a line three, I think also being human, that I just done with just doing the same thing in my journal day in, day out. So I took a little bit of a break. I spent a lot of January planning out Wonderland for 2024. Then I took probably a few weeks off, or a couple of weeks off, and then I bought a beautiful journal that is that stone paper. You know the stone paper? Oh my God, it's so beautiful to write in. And anyway, I changed my journal prompt. And my journal prompt is now cool things to remember. So each day, or as inspired, I just write down the cool things that happened during the day. Now, sometimes they are things like, a ladybird was sitting on my lunch. A ladybird or a ladybug is a really good sign for me. Sometimes it's the serendipities of my external clues telling me that I'm on the right path. And then other days, there are things like getting invited to an International Women's Day lunch by one of my all-time heroes, Lorna Jane, which happened a couple of weeks ago. Or last week, a couple of cool things that happened was that I interviewed Bruce Lipton, and then on the same day, Dr. Nicole LaPera, the holistic psychologist. Now, if you do not know these two humans, you're about to, because they're coming up on the podcast and they're going to change your life, because they are epic, epic humans. So I would encourage you, if you're feeling like your journaling's a little bit stuck and stale, then maybe you can choose this. Now, I also just want to be super clear that it doesn't mean it's only the good things that happen. I always remind myself of the challenges or the wins or the pivots, all of those things, because they're all cool things to remember too. It also helps me build my muscle with things like my meditation. Cool things that happened was that I let go of how it should be and my meditation shifted and upgraded. So all these little things I just like pop down. And then because I'm a little bit of a nerd like this and I like to be organized, because otherwise I feel really messy and disorganized and then under time pressure, I always set up my week. I review my week that's gone and then set up the week ahead on Sunday morning in my beautiful passion planner that you guys know I use every year. And one of the things that this new journal prompt and this new journal has helped me do is just to remember all the really cool things that happen every month, because so often we're just in the game, having fun, doing things. And I know for me, and I think it's my undefined head and ajna, and the more I'm doing, and if I feel stressed, I've had a little bit of just feeling stressed lately. I couldn't even tell you what from, but just with big things going on. And I just forget all the great things, or the challenges overcome, or the habit embedded, or whatever. So this journal has been so powerful for that, just to be like, yeah, look at all these cool things that are happening. So that's that. Go and do with it what you will. Hopefully you will enjoy the new journal prompt. I do encourage people to continue with gratitude. And maybe if you're like me, you just kind of do it all the time. I often use it as a way to navigate through whatever challenge I'm having. If I'm in a rush, which we're going to talk about, I will often use gratitude just to center myself, bring myself back to the present moment. And I will always write a couple of things in my journal to be in the habit, because I really do. I know from a brain science point of view, or from a behavior point of view, that we do embed things more when we think them, see them, write them. Okay. So the more modalities, the deeper it goes. So write your gratitude down too. Don't dismiss it altogether, but it also has to feel good. Okay. I had this discussion with this client that I'm working with at the moment about journaling this morning. And I said to her, like, we have to have the energy for it. It has to be something that lights you up. And we're not designed to be consistent, you know, day in, day out. You've heard me say this enough. Like, that's the masculine 24-hour energetic cycle. Whereas for us women, it ebbs and flows over the 28 days. So don't be on your own case, but just be consistent in your own way. Now, I want to talk to you about a little exercise that I would love you all to do. This was birthed and responded to from working with an emotional manifesting generator. However, this is actually something I would encourage emotional and non-emotional people to do. And this is how we start to really begin to bend time. So the question that was posed was, how do I slow down? Because I always feel like I'm under pressure. I'm always in a hurry. I'm always rushing. I'm always feeling like I don't have enough time. And I've done a whole workshop on this called the How to Be a Time Lord that's in HDX. And it's so crazy how much we can do by changing our perception to time that can really help us feel less pressured. Now, that's really talking about the difference between, we live in a world where we've been conditioned to think that there is this Newtonian clock, which is a 24-hour clock, and it's always counting down. Now, yes, that does exist. However, as Einstein talked about at length, we also have this thing that is kind of like a squishy time, a manipulative time, not manipulative, a immutable time. We can kind of, you know, when you're doing something you really love, time flies. And then when something really hard is happening, time will tend to slow down. So there is this movement within time. And quantum physics has now taught us that that is the truth, that actually we now believe that all time happens now, the past, the present, the future, all timelines, all dimensions. And that's pretty crazy for us human brains, for our human brains to get our heads around. Because I know it feels in every cell of my body. I'm like, yeah, that's true. And I've done inner child work. I've done future self work. I've seen the ability or the how incredible it is to access your future self to empower you in the now, to step into that and to manifest something or to create something. And I've had the experience of working with my inner child and going back in the past and actually physically healing myself in the now. So these are the things that we probably know quite a bit about. Now, that's not actually what I want to talk about. It's a very 3-5 day today. It's very practical. It's an exercise, an experiment that I want you to do. And it's all about changing your relationship to time. Now, if you're an emotional authority, you probably really resonate feeling like you're always under time pressure, you're always running late, because an emotional solar plexus doesn't do well with time pressure. However, the reason why I feel like this is important for everyone is because our entire Western world doesn't do well with time pressure, I feel. And I could be wrong. Like, for my non-emotionals out there, maybe you don't stress or you don't feel the pressure of time. And then if that's you, just disregard this whole thing. But I feel like I see this time pressure, this rushing, this hustling happening everywhere. And as you guys know, that's definitely been me in the past. So the exercise that I want you to play around with, and I would love you to experiment with and actually DM me on Instagram, tell me how you're going, is I want you to start to play around with your time by consciously choosing to create more time for the things that you are doing or planning or scheduling. What does that mean? What that means is that right now, most people are chasing their tail. They're in scarcity of time. So they're like, well, and I'll use the example of me having a shower. I know that I can get ready in 15 minutes flat. I also know that I can get through the shower and get ready in half an hour, let's say. And I'm still kind of rushing and whatever, but if I take 45 minutes to get ready, beginning to end, I go at a completely different pace. And as many of you know, the bathroom's like magic for me. I get so much insight, so much intuition drops in for me, aha moments, breakthroughs. So I've expanded that time. So I no longer try to get through the shower in 15 minutes. Like, that's not a thing that I do. I'm actually a person that will disappear into the bathroom for a good half an hour, 45 minutes. And if I have to get up and go somewhere in the morning early, like to catch a plane, then I'm going to give myself a full hour. Now, I bet a bunch of you out there going, I don't have time for that. But here's the rub. The more time that you allot yourself, the less time it will take when you're in alignment. What do I mean by that? Well, notice the behaviors that you do. One of the things that happened for me straight away is when I gave myself more time, so I released the time pressure, I noticed I would pick up my phone and I would go through I might look at Instagram. Like, whoa, look at me filling in my time. I'm just doing this old habit of filling in my time. The whole purpose of me taking longer in the bathroom is to slow down. And here is the crux of it. No matter if you are a manifesting generator with a 3420, all four motors defined, or a reflector, it is going to do you so much good just to slow down. Now, that could be walking slower. That could be speaking a little bit slower. That could be taking a breath, taking a beat, taking a moment before responding. And that is giving yourself more time to do the things you know you've got to do. So let's talk about deadlines. In many cases, we are given a bunch of arbitrary deadlines, right? We don't necessarily give them to ourselves, although that also happens, but we take them on. Like Dom Miguel Ruiz says in The Four Agreements, like, we agree to these things, even though our ego says, no, we don't. I don't agree to having all these deadlines on at the same time. Yeah, you do, because you take them. So I invite you to start playing around with time, playing around with taking a little bit more time, saying, yes, I will have that to you on time. However, this extra thing you want me to do, I'm going to need an extra 2 days. I want you to practice, whether you're emotional or non-emotional, I want you to practice just saying, just give me a moment, I'll come back to you. Even if your sacral's like, yep, even if your spleen's like, yep, like, even if you've got this really spontaneous energy going on inside of you, I just want you to take a beat, take a breath, slow down.
This is your monthly reminder to go to the show notes and check out the Body Graph Chart software. I know you've heard us talk about this before, so I'll keep this very short and very sweet. But if you want to know the tool that we've used to bring in over 20,000 new leads and five figures in passive revenue into our business, then go check it out. It's amazing. Stop sending people away to other people's websites to get their human design chart. Instead, use this tool to put it on your own website. You won't regret it. And use the code Human Design Podcast, all lowercase, all together, Human Design Podcast, to get 50% off for a year.
Because it's all about developing the gap, right? The gap between the breath, the gap that we, you know, try to get in meditation. It's all about developing this slower pace so we can be more divinely guided, so we can receive more from the universe. Because especially in the Western world, we are going way too fast that we are like skipping right on by all these external clues where the universe is going, hey, here's the shortcut, here's the easy road. But we're just like scooting straight on by because we're going so fast and we're feeling like we're going to miss out on something, that we're going to be late, that it's all going to go to pot because we just can't get it done in time. You know, the other area that comes up a lot is kids. You know, like how many parents out there rush their kids off to school or rush them off to bed? I mean, my hand's up. I know you can't see it, but my hand's up. So for me, with my kids, I've been practicing and I've been doing this their entire freaking life, it feels like, just taking a bit longer, even allotting the time. Or when they come home from school, I go to them with the intention that this is going to be a 15-minute conversation. And anyone who's got teenagers, you know, it's probably like a 3-minute conversation. But when we move from this empowered place where we are like, okay, for example, I've got something that I need to do for the mastermind. And often I'd be like, oh, in an hour, I'll be done. I'm giving myself 2 hours to do it. Because the moment I give myself 2 hours, I relax, I hear more guidance come in, I receive more, and then the work that I'm creating is even better. Now, if you're saying to me, but I don't have the time to make more time, well, that's BS for a start, because there is going to be 1,000 places that you can cut out time where you are doing things that are not serving your heart, soul, mind, life, relationships. Social media is the obvious prime target for this. Just don't do it. Or, you know, like when you go to bed for your bedtime routine, go to bed a bit earlier because you don't really need to binge Ted Lasso for the 6th time. Yes, I am currently binging Ted Lasso for the 6th time. The time that you take to wind down is going to pay off in the quality of the sleep that you receive. Instead of, if you're anything like me, going to bed feeling like, oh, now I have to go to sleep. I've got to go to sleep now so I can get all the hours. I've got to sleep. Like, not only do you not go to sleep straight away, but you don't get the quality of sleep. So this whole process of slowing down and actually allotting more time to the things that you have to do in your day is actually going to make you more time efficient, I promise. Because as you take this power seat, this empowered vision, this empowered action from this place, you will notice that you get things done a lot quicker. The moment you have 15 minutes over and you're like, oh, I have a cup of tea, or, oh, I've got time to catch up with a girlfriend, you're all of a sudden going to notice that there's these little pockets of opportunity. And what does that feel like? Abundance, people, abundance. Because if we are constantly chasing our tail in time scarcity, what's that creating? Scarcity. So the challenge I have for you this week is I challenge you to allot more time to the things you have to do, to challenge deadlines, to actually carve out time for the kids. If you usually have like the 15-minute dash just before you take the kids to school, make it half an hour. Dare I say, make it an hour and promise to yourself not to do anything else but focus on the kids in that time. Yeah, I know your head's about to explode. I get it. But when you commit to this, you find yourself going, getting to school, having a lovely chat with the kids on the way to school, because everyone's calmed, chilled out, they're at school on time or early. And again, you're in the frequency of abundance because you have time. and space. And often when I started practicing this with the kids when they were little, I would often find that I'd get them to school so early that I would like miss the traffic, or I would have time to quickly catch up on the things that I wanted to catch up on for work before going into my client meeting or whatever. So although your ego is going to tell you, no, 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 you have to trust your heart. You have to trust the counterintuitive nature of this, because remember, the counterintuitive response is most often correct. So how do you feel about this? Are you with me? Are you going to have a go, even though your ego is screaming at you? Because I bet if you do, you're not only going to find that you have a more time and abundance of time, it's also going to open up those windows of abundance, of money, of abundance of all good things, really. And then the experiment, bringing it back to human design, that I think would be fascinating for you to do for yourself, because I've done this for me and I'm like, whoa, game changer, is that when you slow down, no matter your authority, no matter your strategy, when you slow down, you allot more time, what you will find, at least what I found, and I encourage you to do the experiment, is all of a sudden my strategy and authority becomes 10 times clearer, because I don't feel under pressure to make sense of it yesterday. With this time and space, all of a sudden when I'm responding to something, or when I am, waiting for that emotional wave or the emotional clarity, it's just so much clearer. It's so much more obvious when I'm not under time pressure. As I said, emotional authorities, this will probably resonate even more. However, even if you don't have emotional authority, I encourage you, I invite you to run this experiment and see if you navigate your life by allotting more time to get things done. Do you feel your sacral more clearly? Do you notice your splenic hits more clearly? Do you notice, for all the sounding boards, do you notice that you hear what you need to hear more quickly? Even for our reflective friends, this is huge for you, because if you just slow down and a lot more time and take the space, then all of a sudden you can get really clear on how people and places make you feel, and then greater clarity to make decisions over time. Awesome. I'm excited. I'm pumped for you guys to go and get out there, experiment with this. Let me know how you go. Send me a DM on Instagram. If you're not on Instagram, feel free to send an email to support@emmadunwoody.com and let me know how your experiment went, because I reckon if you actually do it, if you take imperfect action and you keep going consistently, whatever that looks like for you, you will see massive shifts in your life. Awesome. Well, I trust you got what you needed from today's episode. So good to have you here. I'm excited for you to hear some incredible interviews coming up over the next couple of weeks with Bruce Lipton and Nicole LaPera, who is just epic. Both of them, I'm just going to try and get back, because I could talk to them for hours upon hours. Anyway, thanks everyone for being here, and I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.